Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the call. This is Aubrey Allred, and for those of you that are new to Fort Worth Christian, I am your health insurance broker, Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I've got a lot of good information and content that I'm going to be talking with you about tonight, and later on in the call, I'm going to be answering questions that either you emailed to me or for you brave souls out there that are live, I will be answering your questions live. Just so you'll know right up front, we've got this on voice only. So basically what's occurring, and I don't know if that's the correct terminology, we have muted on purpose all of you that are on the call so that we don't hear any background noise as we are recording this call so that future playback is going to be able to happen. And that's going to be up on the website for probably the next week or two. And again, that website address, which you'll need later on for this call as well, is www.aubreyallred.com. So it's aubreyallred.com. And here a little bit, you can go to your computer if it's nearby, because we've got some information that we have put up on the website, the Aubrey Allred website, that you can access. And it's going to be real easy for you to do. All you have to do once you get to the Aubrey Allred website is go to the Current Client Only tab that's there on the first page and click on that. And then when the Fort Worth Christian mascot comes up, click on that. And if it asks you for the password, remember that the password is cardinal, and then hit submit. It may not ask you for the password, but if it does, put in cardinal and hit submit. Then that'll take you to another page. And on that other page, it will show you where you can click to join in on the call, which obviously you've already done, but it should also be able to pull up the information that we're going to be looking at later on, which is the benefits of your health plan, obviously with Blue Cross. And we will be talking about all those in some pretty good detail tonight. Hopefully, as we go along, some of the questions that were emailed, or maybe some of you out there that have got questions, hopefully I'll be answering those as we go through the process. But again, if not, please email those to us. Or again, for you brave souls out there, later on, if you want to ask a question live, then that will be great. Okay, let's get started just talking about the information itself, because obviously we made some changes this school year versus the past 2 or 3 years' plans. And again, as I talked about the other day when I was out there at the meeting with you all at school, this was not, and I think even Kelly had said something, this was not an easy decision by anyone. Obviously, no employer ever wants to change benefits, because obviously that typically means that you're going to raise deductibles, or you're raising co-pays, or you're doing something. And nobody really wants that to occur. On the other hand, in doing that, you are keeping the premium as close to reasonable, if there is such a terminology anymore, as possible. And obviously, myself and Kelly and Peggy Hunt were extremely aware and keen, if you will, on trying to keep the premiums from getting any crazier than they already were, and to keep them, you know, more in line, if you will, without it crippling everybody. So when you do those kind of things, which we did, then you change benefits. Now, having said that, as I mentioned to you all the other day in the meeting, you all had a Rolls-Royce plan that companies the size of American Airlines and Lockheed's have. You're now more in line with what everyone else has as far as an 80-20 plan and a little bit higher deductible. But it's still a very good plan, and it's still going to, take care of you if you've got doctor's office visits and prescriptions only, or if you do have to have hospital stays and surgeries and so forth. Hopefully you all have had an opportunity by now to get onto the website and to get over to that page and to take a look at the first pull-up page there, if you will, of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And basically, let's just start there at the very beginning. You can see there that it says calendar year deductible. And so before we go any further, I want to make sure that everyone understands, because there's always some question as to, does the deductible run from May to May, because that's Fort Worth Christian's plan year, May 1st to May 1st. Or is it a calendar year going from January 1st through December the 31st of the year? It is a calendar year deductible. So it starts in January and it runs through December. So your new deductible that started in May is $1,500. So if you had met 400 of it before May the 1st, then obviously under the old plan, you were almost there. Under this plan, you have a $1,500 deductible. Now, that is per person, as it always has been. No more than three deductibles with a family. So, you've got three people in a family that meet the deductible. If you've got more than three people in the family that have deductible items, and obviously we'll be getting into all that as we go along, but the other three in the family have met their deductible first, then any other member of the family that would normally have a deductible, they go right in at 80%. There is no deductible for them if three family members have already met their deductible first. All right? Now, when you look over there and you see that there's a $20 copay for the doctor office visit, so that's still close to where we were last year, $20, not bad at all. Urgent care, $45. Outpatient hospital emergency room, $100. So now let's talk about that real quick. So what's that $20 copay do for you? If you get the flu or a cold or a stomach virus or, you know, something along those lines, then that's where that $20 copay comes into play. Urgent care, and again, I've talked about this with you all before, urgent care is like Care Now. Now, Care Now is not the only place that is in urgent care. In fact, one of the questions that came in was, what if I go to someplace else, but it's not Care Now, but it's like Care Now? Do I still just pay the $45 copay? And the answer is yes. If it is like a Care Now place, then yes, you will. Now, let's back up again. I think you all have heard my story before when my wife, Sandy, a couple of years ago, when she got sick one evening on a Friday night after hours, and we went down the street from our home to Care Now. Now, they did take care of her, so it was all good and everything was great, got well. However, Care Now insisted that my insurance carrier at the time did not cover with a copay the Care Now visit. So they said, you still have this much money left on Sandy's deductible, so you must pay that. And so I argued, it did no good. So I knew what to do, and as I told you all before, so what I did basically is the following Monday, got hold of Care Now, told them what was going on. The bottom line is, in about 2 weeks, I got a letter of an apology from Care Now, but the biggie, didn't care about the letter of apology so much as I got reimbursed up to my copay, so that in the final analysis, all I was out was my copay. Now, some of you have come to me and said that you've gone to a Care Now, I guess by where you live, and you had no problems and no issues, and that's great. I just wanted all of you to be aware that if that was to occur and they insisted on you giving them 100, 200, you know, 350, whatever the number is, that, you know, get in touch with me as soon as you can. We'll get in touch with Blue Cross, and we'll get it worked out. All right? Hope that's clear. Okay, on the $100 copay for the outpatient hospital emergency room visit that you see there, what does that mean? Why would they give us another copay when we've already got a deductible? Here's what the intent is, and it's not just Blue Cross. All the insurance companies have gone to this. And I know none of you all would do this, but the majority of people still do, so that's why they've thrown this on here. And here it is. People will use the emergency room as a doctor's office visit. So let's go back to my CareNow example. People, instead of running to CareNow or waiting until the next morning, if you can, to call the doctor, they'll run to the emergency room of the hospital. Well, that's fine. That's all well and good, except that the costs are higher, as you well know. The costs are higher for everything. Why? It's part of the hospital. They're not set up to run doctor's office visits. So the insurance companies now, again, not just Blue Cross, all of them, are saying, in effect, if you want to use the emergency room for a non-emergency event, then we're going to have you pay a little bit extra out of your pocket in addition to the deductible so that maybe you won't do that again. And that's the bottom line. And, again, I know most of you listening to this call live or that will be listening to it as it's being recorded later on, I know you wouldn't do that. But there's enough people that do, so that's why it's in there. So, okay, hopefully I'm not going too quick here. Those things, again, those are important things to know. So we'll kind of we'll move on down the road here. All right, so then we've got the coinsurance stop-loss amount, and that can be confusing. So you've got a couple of numbers there. You've got a $3,000 for individual and a $9,000 for family. And we will talk about the right-hand side with larger numbers in just a moment. That's the non-network side. So we're going to stick with the left-hand side if you're looking at this, and that's for the network. Let me stop right there before I go any further, and I apologize. I guess I should have said something about this up front. This is a PPO plan, a preferred provider network or a preferred provider organization. It's not an HMO. What is the difference for those of you that may be wondering or those of you that don't know? In simple terms, the HMO says you will do everything we tell you to do, and you will do it 100% our way, or you will have no coverage. Now, it doesn't matter if you paid your premium on time. It doesn't matter what you've done. HMO, if you don't do everything the way we tell you, you're done. PPO says we'd prefer you use our doctors, our hospitals, and do things our way. However, if you don't, you'll pay a little bit more out of your pocket, but you're still going to have coverage. You're not going to have no coverage at all, which is, of course, what happens with the HMO. Okay, hopefully that's been cleared up. Now let's get back to this coinsurance. What does that $3,000 individual mean? Well, let's say you have not used any of your deductible, and you go to the hospital, and you're going to have surgery. Well, the first $1,500 is going to come out of your pocket, and then Blue Cross will pay 80%, and you will pay 20%. When your 20% hits an additional $3,000 out of pocket, Blue Cross comes back and pays 100% of everything else thereafter for the remainder of the calendar year if those items would fall under the deductible and coinsurance amounts normally. In other words, doctor's office visits and prescription drugs and urgent care, those are all still copay amounts. Hospital stays surgeries, and some other items that we'll get to in a moment, those would always be deductible 80-20, and depending upon how high the bills get, could go to 100% coverage paid by the insurance carrier, and you would not pay any more. So your stop loss as an individual is the $1,500 and the $3,000. So that's a total of $4,500 as an individual that you could be out of pocket if the bill got high enough between all parties. But after you paid $4,500 out of your pocket, then you would be done and would not pay anything else to those hospitals, doctors, or what have you for the remainder of the calendar year. Now, what's the $9,000 for the family? What does that mean? Well, you recall earlier that we talked about there's three deductibles per family. There's also three people in a family, if you will, that meet the coinsurance amount. So you're capped at $9,000 for the family, worst case scenario, on the 20% piece. So basically, you've got three family members that have to meet the deductible, and you have three family members that meet their 20%, and that's the worst case scenario that a family could be out, and then everything else would be paid at 100%. And again, remembering that copay items, doctor's office visits, prescription drugs, urgent care facilities, those will always carry a copay. They do not go against your deductible. They do not go against the 20%. All right? Okay. Now, if you take a look over on the right-hand side where it says a $6,000 individual and an $18,000 family, what is that? Well, that's if, as it says, if you're looking at it, out-of-network coinsurance stop loss. So, what does that mean, out-of-network? Well, is it possible to go out-of-network living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? Well, it's possible because anything is. However, it's unlikely. It's not impossible, but it's unlikely. The doctor's offices typically know whether or not they are accepting Blue Cross. And typically, at least the doctors I've worked with, they'll tell you up front, oh, we don't accept Blue Cross, or we don't accept this, or we don't accept that, if that's the case, and they'll let you know, which means they're out of network. Now, to go back a moment, remember we said if this were an HMO plan, you'd have no coverage if they were out of network. On a PPO plan, what this is telling us is you would pay more out of your pocket as an individual or as a family if everything you did was out of network, but you still have coverage and you'd still have that stop loss in there, meaning there would be a point where you would not pay any more. Yes, it's higher, but you'd still have coverage. Now, again, in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, the Baylor system and the Harris Hospital system are both in the Blue Cross network. Does that mean 100% of all those doctors that go to those hospitals are in the network? No, some doctors refuse to belong to anybody's network. They don't care who the insurance carrier is. And I'm not slamming the doctors. It's just that's the way some of them are. And so sometimes we have to make difficult decisions. But, again, I have found most doctor's offices will tell you, even if you have to ask, will you or do you belong to the Blue Cross network? And they'll let you know if they do or they don't. And then you've got some decisions to make if they say that they don't. Or maybe you don't have decisions to make, but at least then you could know up front. All right. Let's see. Maximum lifetime benefit. $5 million. What does that mean? Well, it's like I talked about in the meeting the other day. That means that Blue Cross would pay $5 million out of their coffers, if you will, before they came back and said, this particular individual is no longer covered by us. So each person has $5 million of lifetime coverage. And again, even in today's crazy world where things are so expensive, $5 million is still it's still a lot of money. I had a client about, well, it'll be 2 years ago, this coming November, and the client had gotten a rare form of cancer. So they were having to do a lot of different treatments and combinations that typically they didn't have to do. And the person had gotten it 4 or 5 years earlier. So it was 2 years ago when the client passed away. And in that five-year time period, the client had used $3 million of benefit. But I've never, ever had anyone use that much benefit before, except for this one client. And I've been doing this now for 33 years. So $5 million is a lot. And hopefully you will never, ever, ever get close to using any of that amount. Okay. So now we have, if you're following along, the inpatient hospital expenses, including maternity, and it's 80-20. And you'll notice it says 80% of allowable amount after calendar year deductible. So what does that mean? Well, in the old days, we called it usual and customary, meaning that as long as the doctors and the hospitals and everybody weren't charging more than the market would bear, then there's no problems, no hassles. Now, now they've changed the wording to allowable. Do we still run into that from time to time? Well, of course we do. Of course we do. We have some hospitals, we have some doctors, we have some facilities, and for whatever reason or reasons, for one particular situation or another, their charge may be more than, quote, the allowable. Now, there are a couple of different things, though, in your favor that can occur. One, the hospitals and the doctors that are in the PPO network with Blue Cross signed a contract to be accepted into the Blue Cross network so that Blue Cross, if you will, would PR for them and let you people out there know, hey, if you go see Dr. Smith, he or she is in this network. If you'll go to the Baylor Grapevine Hospital, Baylor Grapevine is in the network. And so the Blue Cross says, in return for you signing a contract and agreeing to take a little bit less than you might normally agree to, we'll make sure that all of our clients know that you are in the network. If they go online and type in your name or your hospital's name, it'll pop up and show that you are a network provider. So the hospitals and the doctors sign these contracts, and they agree in writing to not charge more than Blue Cross believes is allowable. Now, Blue Cross doesn't just pull these numbers out of the air. All the insurance companies, all of them, basically go to the AMA and other national sources that I'm not necessarily privy to get a national average on everything known to mankind that can be done to us in the hospital or at the doctor's office with surgeries and tests and so forth. And then they break it down by state, and then they break it down by metropolitan area. Fortunately, again, since we live in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, our allowables are fairly high. Now, what happens on those occasions where you've got a doctor that says, well, you know what, this is what I charge, and yeah, it's more than what's, quote, allowable, but this is what I charge. Well, sometimes the doctors say, oh, never mind, I'm living with my word. I signed a contract with Blue Cross. I said I wasn't going to charge more than this. And so you'll get a bill, and it'll show it was $1,000. But then there was a PPO discount network, or a network discount given, of $375 off of the $1,000. So then Blue Cross comes back and pays 80% of what's left over, and you pay 20%. Well, when you see those terminologies on the bill, that means that the doctor truly would have charged $1,000 in this example. But because he or she is in the network and they're living up to their word, they took a discount off of their price because they said that they would to belong to this network. And then what's left over is what Blue Cross pays and you pay. So that's the norm of how these things work. And again, a lot of the reason why I'm always telling you all to call me when you start getting bills or if you have questions, I know this because I do it. Just like if you're a coach, you know how to coach. That's what you do. If you're a history teacher, you know how to teach history to those kids. But I'm insurance, and I know how to do this. And so I wouldn't expect you to know how to sit there and look at these bills and read through them and understand them all. In fact, there's been several of you, and I appreciate the opportunity to help you. I always want to. That have come to me, and you've taken me up on my offers. And I'm glad that you have, because as you have seen, when you look at a lot of the bills from the hospitals and the doctors, they start piling up, and it makes it look like that you owe 100% of everything that's being billed. And that obviously is not always the case. More often than not, it isn't the case. Now, sometimes we have problems and issues, and we have to go, attack them, and the problem, not the insurance company, but the problem, and work with them. And as I've told you all before, they really don't like to hear me coming because I believe that if you say this is what you're going to pay or this is what you're going to do or this is the way that you're going to treat something, then I believe that that's what you ought to do. And so I can always guarantee and promise you this, even if we don't come out where we want in the final analysis, I can assure you that before it's all said and done, we're going to know every ounce of information that's available to know, and we're going to get to the bottom of everything that we can so that we're all on the same page. Even if we don't like the final answers, there won't be any stone left unturned, as they say, and there won't be anything that could have been done or should have been done that won't be, because I don't like it when I'm not understanding something and I'm relying on others to help me, and I feel like maybe they didn't. And I've always wanted to make certain that I don't do that. And so, again, I want you to call me or get with me anytime that you feel like that you need help. And while we're on that, know this again, and this is just the way that it is. When you're at the hospital, for any reason, as far as a day or two stay, if you've had surgery, the anesthesiologist most of the time nowadays is not an employee of the hospital. And it's not because they wanted it that way. It's just the hospitals, for whatever reason or reasons, decided to make the anesthesiologist an independent contractor, if you will. So you are likely to get a bill from the anesthesiologist. And if there was a radiologist involved in your particular situation, you'll probably get a bill from the radiologist, even if the radiologist is right there in the hospital. They typically don't work for the hospital either. Sometimes they do, but a lot of times they don't. And then there's the surgeon. And then there could be the assistant surgeon. And then there's the hospital itself. So you could get 6 or 7 different bills, if you will, from 6 or 7 different people, and each one of those bills has to be, and this is law, it's a good thing. I know it's a confusing thing and a frustrating thing sometimes, but they have to be very well documented to you, the consumer, so that you can see every little thing that they did and what they charged you for. There's the joke of the $50 Tylenol. Well, it may be, but they have to show that. So when you're looking on those bills and you're seeing a $50 Tylenol, or you're seeing $1,000 a day for intensive care, or the anesthesiologist charged $3,275 And then he has it, or she has it, broken down as to how that occurred, with the IV going in and two bags of this and a needle for that. They have to do that so that you know completely what was done, why it was done, and for how much charge it was for. So, as all that occurs and you're pulling your hair out, again, remember, they have to show you all that. So that's the good news. And then the other news is that you can call me, and I will help you and do whatever I can to sit down and go through all these things with you. And remember this, too, and I've told a lot of you this before, and I'm not trying to say don't pay your bill. Please, please, please don't think that that's what I'm suggesting, because I am not. Here is what I am saying, though. When the bills start coming in, typically, not always, but typically, when bills start coming in from all the various hospitals, doctors, surgeons, and anesthesiologists, and radiologists, and so forth and so on, a lot of the time, it'll make it appear as though, as I said earlier, that you owe 100% of what they are sending to you at your house. Or somewhere there in small print, it may say something like, as a courtesy, we are filing this with your insurance company, or we have filed this with your insurance company, and we estimate that you're going to owe this much money. Well, and I'm not saying that they're wrong. Their estimate may be spot on, 100% correct. However, if you just kind of wait until you get another bill or invoice or whatever you want to call it that shows, okay, now Blue Cross has paid this, or this was the final payment we received from Blue Cross. Now you owe this. Now, that's when I suggest, now you send whoever the money and pay them. Now, as it comes to hospitals, while we're on this, if you've not met any of your deductible, there are a lot of times that I have seen. Again, nothing wrong with this. It's just kind of the way it works. When you go to the hospital and they're calling Blue Cross in this example to see what your benefits are, one of the questions that the business office or the person that is registering you or your loved one in, they're going to ask a lot of the time the insurance company, have they met their deductible? What is their deductible? Well, the insurance carrier at that point should know. I mean, there may be a thing or two that was done, you know, 1 or 2 days before you are going into the hospital, and it hasn't hit the insurance company's records yet. So that's always a possibility. But if you haven't, and you still owe, in this case, the $1,500, there's a very good chance that the hospital will be told, no, this person has not met any of their deductible, and it's $1,500. So, chances are they're going to want their $1,500 right then and there. That's just the way it is. And then they may come back and say, well, what's their 20% out of pocket? And then Blue Cross would say, well, you know, and again, we're going back to y'all's current plan, $3,000 for little Joey here. Now, some hospitals or some situations may say, well, can you give us a $3,000? They're always going to ask. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just the way it is. Or are you going to need a payment plan or whatever? So, again, just kind of be prepared for those things. That's just kind of the way things work. All right? Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to beat a dead horse there, but a lot of information needs to be shared on those things. And hopefully, it's been helpful. I hope that it has. All right, moving on. You'll see as we go down, again, if you're following on the website with the benefit information that we have put up, where it says medical surgical expenses, it says 100% of allowable amount after the $20 copay. Now, you see in there where it says to the left of that, it says including lab and x-ray. Now, that's true, but here's Aubrey's take on it, because this is the typical what normally occurs. Normally, x-rays and labs, you're not going to get it for a $20 copay. I know that's what it says. And the reason for that, a lot of the doctors, including my own, are getting away, or at least mine did, got away from having the lab and the X-ray equipment in their office. And so they send you someplace else. And even though it might have been connected to the office visit, you physically went to another location to get the lab work done or to get those X-rays done. And so the chances of that being covered with a copay a lot of the time doesn't occur. Most of the time, it gets thrown into your deductible. So just kind of know that. And then if you get a gift and it's only $20, then that's great. But a lot of the doctor's offices, I'm finding, have shifted the lab work and the X-rays out of their offices. So moving on, where it says surgical services for the physician in any setting and maternity care, 80%. So again, 80-20 on maternity. Now, the gynecologist is the doctor office copay, but his delivery fees and his hospital fees and all of those things are going to come under the deductible in 80-20, just like they always have. Okay, now, again, we come back and it says lab and X-ray in other outpatient facilities, excluding certain diagnostic procedures, 100% of allowable amount. Well, again, if they pay it all, grand. But let's take a look at what falls under the 80-20, which is the more typical. The bone scan, the stress test, the CT scans, the MRIs, PET scans. Typically, again, That's where most of those type of things are done, the MRIs, PET scans, bone scans, 80-20 after deductible. So that's kind of the way that works. Home infusion therapy, where it says it must be pre-authorized, and yes, it is. And that's when you're having some real serious situations, again, but it's 80-20. Now, in vitro or vitro, declined. That just means that Blue Cross is not covering in vitro fertilization. And then all other outpatient supplies and services after the deductible, regular 80-20 coverage. Moving on. Extended care must be pre-authorized. It pays 100% of allowable amount. Now let's look at what that means there. A skilled nursing facility, it pays $10,000 a year maximum per person. Home health care, it pays $10,000 a year maximum. Hospice, $20,000 lifetime. Let's go back to skilled nursing and home health. Those are each covered at $10,000 a year, calendar year, for each individual covered in your family that's covered on this particular plan at Fort Worth Christian. So when they say it's 100% coverage, that's true. If you are admitted, or one of your family members, if you've got family on the plan, are admitted to a skilled nursing facility, then they, meaning Blue Cross, will pay $10,000 at 100% for the skilled nursing facility. If the bill runs over $10,000, they don't pay any. Now, what would cause a person to go into a skilled nursing facility? Again, this is typical, not always. There's never an always anymore, is there? But there's a lot of typicals. Skilled nursing facilities a lot of the time nowadays are in the hospitals. Now, that doesn't mean that they have to be in the hospitals, but most of the time they are. Either that or they're in a nursing home. And hopefully none of you will find yourself in a nursing home anytime soon. However, a skilled nursing facility could be a place that they could put you if you had been in, say, a terrible, terrible car accident and it's going to take you a while longer to recoup, or you're needing some additional care, therapy, or what have you, and going home isn't going to hack it. Well, that's a skilled nursing facility. And, yes, I'm sure there's a better explanation than that, but that's kind of what I have seen or what I've experienced with my clients in the past. Home health care. Again, home health care, it's a $10,000 a year maximum, so they'll pay 100% of home health care as long as it doesn't go over $10,000. And home health care is where you have, typically, you're going to have either a registered nurse or an LP in, and they're going to come to your home, and they're going to either give you shots or they're going to give you medication, or maybe they're going to do both. They're going to check on you. Obviously, it's been ordered by the doctor or the hospital, and so they'll pay up to $10,000 per year on that. Hopefully, you won't need any of that, but if you do, that's how that benefit works. Hospice care, for those of you that that are not familiar with that, hospice care simply is telling us that you have got 12 months or less to live, according to the doctors, and so you may be in a hospice care facility. Typically, again, those facilities can be either in the hospital or away from the hospital in their own buildings. There's hospice centers now that, while they, you know, they're connected to the hospitals as far as the hospitals suggesting that patients go there in their final days, they may not be a part of the hospital, and in this case, it doesn't matter. If it's hospice care and the doctor or doctors have said, yes, you've got 12 months or less to live, and there's not any more we can do for you, and they put you in a hospice care place, then the first $20,000 of the hospice care's bill is paid at 100% by Blue Cross. Now, there is no benefit after that. Typically, though, again, that's why they're saying 12 months or less. I had a client a few months ago, and older gentleman, too, let me say. You know, I know it doesn't have to be that necessarily, but this particular person was 80. They had given him 6 months. They put him in hospice care. Unfortunately, 2 weeks later, he passed away. So I guess I'm getting at that, could the bill be more than 20? Yeah, it can. Could it be 20 or less? Yeah. And in a lot of instances, from, again, what I've seen, that doesn't mean it's always this way. From what I've seen, it's usually not going to go over 20, but, yeah, it can. And it could in a hurry if you live long time. Chemical dependency, hopefully that's not anything that you ever have to deal with, or serious mental illness. Serious mental illness, again, inpatient facilities and physician services, it's 80-20, as you can see. And they go back to outpatient again, talking about doctor's office visits. And now, the if you had to go and get some psychology or psychiatrist or so forth, where it says psychological testing, they pay 80-20, but they only allow $5,000 a year to be paid out of Blue Cross's pocket and $10,000 lifetime. So basically $5,000 per year for 2 years, and then that's it if you had to have some serious psychological testing and so forth. And again, hopefully you're not having to deal with any of that, but that's, again, how that works. We've talked about the ER. If you use the ER as a doctor's office visit, you've got the $100 copayment plus the deductible, and then 80-20. Urgent care, again, if you're moving down, it just talks about $45 copay. Preventative care. Preventative care, $20 copay, annual physicals, well baby exams, annual vision and hearing exams, immunizations, any deductibles, will not be applicable to immunizations of a dependent child 7 years of age or younger. Okay? So that's how that works. Speech and hearing services, 80-20. They'll pay up to $1,000 maximum each 3 years for hearing aids, not for tests, but for actual hearing aids. Prescriptions. Let's get to that. I'm skipping over physical medicine, but basically it's occupational therapy. It's $1,500 per year. 80%, $1,500 per year that Blue Cross pays. Okay? Prescriptions. $15 for generic, $30 for preferred brand name, and $45 for non-preferred brand name. And again, as we've talked about before, on $15 generic, that's real simple. If it's a generic, it's a generic, it's a generic, it's $15. If it is what I call a regular brand name, then it's $30 copay. If it is in the absence of insurance, if it would be an extremely expensive costing prescription, let's say that they've got you on something that, number one, there's no generic for, and number two, without insurance, was going to run $400 to $500 or more a month, that would be considered a super, super expensive prescription. Even, again, in today's craziness, that would fall under the $45 copay amount. I've told some of you this. One of our children for a while was on a super, super expensive prescription. There was no generic, and so had to have it. And so we were paying that third tier non-preferred brand name copay. However, it was a lot better than paying the $625 a month if we hadn't had insurance. That was the cost, $625 a month for that prescription. But had to have it, so we were more than happy to pay the, I think ours was $50 for the non-preferred brand name. So $50 versus the $650, that was a good trade-off. So, and again, you're looking over there on the right where it's talking about the non-participating pharmacy. Again, living where we do, you're going to have to, I don't know where you'd go. The Walmart chain, the Albertsons, the Tom Thumb, the Walgreens, the CVS, Kroger, all of those, right off the top of my head, all of those are in the network. So I guess if you wanted to, I guess you could find a place that's not in the network. But with all those places I just mentioned, you know, why would you? But that's obviously your choice. If you wanted to do a mail service, you can. They are going to allow, as it says, if you move a little bit further down on the page, they're going to allow for a 30-day prescription, and that's what you're going to receive when you go and pick it up at the drugstore. But if you don't want the hassle of every 30 days having to go to the drugstore, you can get on the mail service if it's, you know, an ongoing prescription, and you're still going to pay the same copays. So it's not like it's going to cost you any more than it does already. It's just the convenience of having it delivered there to your home or wherever, you know, that you would like for it to be delivered. Okay. So hopefully this has been helpful for you all tonight. I know that it's a lot of information, and I'm trusting that I've gone into a good enough explanation with the biggies that you all would have a clear understanding. I hope that you would anyway. I know that when I'm there with you all at school that we don't get much time to go through a lot of this, and that's why I wanted to spend a lot of extra time tonight. In fact, that's why I wanted to do this call, because I wanted to answer questions and give you information that comes up all through the school year, where this person has that or that person has this, and they're always needing to know that, and it's very important information to know. And while I know that this can be dry and it can be tedious, it's also obviously important. And then I know you don't like thinking about this kind of thing, because who wants to have to deal with it unless it's just because you got the cold or the stomach virus. If you're having to deal with the hospitals and all that, then you've had some issues, and that's not fun for anyone. Hopefully, at least on my end, I've been able to help give you some information that maybe you didn't know, or maybe cleared up some information that you weren't quite certain of. And again, as always, I want to make certain that everyone knows this. I want to help, and I want to do whatever I can to always help you and to explain to you so that you understand what is or is not being paid, and why it is or why it is not, or how this is going to go, and the reason that it is going to take that path. So please always call me, 817-545-6100. 1-800-250-5050. And if you want to email me, then that's great too. Please do so. And again, email me. The easiest way is just to go to the website, www.aubrey.com. And then when you click onto the client-only page, and then you click on the Fort Worth Christian mascot, and then if it asks for the password, it's Cardinal, hit Submit. It'll take you to the Fort Worth Christian page that is password protected, and there is a place on there where you can email questions to me, because I do want to hear from you and do what I can, as I said, to help. Okay, I've answered a lot of questions that I know have come up, but if there are some of you out there right now that are brave souls and you'd like to ask a live question, I'm going to get Donnie to help me, and he's going to unmute so that if any of you do have questions that you'd like to ask and I haven't gone through it, we still have a few minutes, then I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. And while he's doing that, I want to say a special thank you to Donnie Vaughn. A lot of you know Donnie. He and his brother are the marketing twins, and they have been a big help to me. They are into marketing and coaching and doing websites and things of that nature. In fact, they helped me design my website, and Donnie's been helping me tonight with this recording, and so I thank him. And if you all have any husbands or wives that are needing website help or needing some creative marketing help, then I absolutely encourage you to get hold of Donnie at donnie@marketingtwins.com. They are a huge help. He did not ask me to do this. I'm doing this on my own. This is a freebie that I want to do because they've been such a big help for me, and I know that they could probably be a big help for friends or family of yours that you may know that occasionally would need these kind of things, need these type of business issues solved. Okay, so do we have any live questions from anyone out there right now? Okay, well, then I'm either going to assume that we have no brave souls out there tonight, or I was so thorough that I've answered all the questions. All right, again, I want to thank each and every one of you that were on the call tonight, and thank you for those of you that will be listening to this recording. I, again, hope it's been helpful. I appreciate you all giving me this time. I know that your time is valuable. I know that you've got things going on with your families and your work life and your coaching and your classrooms. So thank you again. I look forward to seeing you all out there at the school. And if this has been helpful, then please don't hesitate to let me know, because as other topics come up, I would be more than happy to do this again and host another session to help you all as it concerns any insurance benefits that we may do together. Thank you so very much, and good night.